to help you begin your day. Yes, it's Moments of Melody time again. A miner with the marks of coal dust still evident on his face said to a Bible Society translator, "I'm very interested in what you've been saying because, you see, I'm a translator of the Bible." The speaker was surprised. He expressed this surprise by saying, "What? You're a translator? Into what language, may I ask?" "I'm busy all the time translating the gospel into daily life," was the miner's reply. We can all be translators in that sense, whether we're good at languages or not. The language of action speaks the clearest of all and is understood by peoples of all nationalities.
Jesus is all the world to me, my life, my joy, my all. He is my strength from day to day. Without him I would fall. When I am trapped, to him I go. No other one can cheer me so. When I am sad, he makes be glad. He's my friend. Jesus is all the world to me, my friend in trials sore. I go
from prison to the people of Colossae. I myself have been made a minister of this same gospel, and though it is true that at this moment I am suffering on behalf of you who've heard the gospel, yet I am far from sorry about it. Indeed, I am glad, because it gives me a chance to complete in my suffering something of the untold pains which Christ suffered on behalf of his body, church. For I am a minister of the church by divine commission, a commission granted to me for your benefit and for special purpose, that I might fully declare God's word, that sacred mystery which up until now has been hidden in every age and every generation, and which is now as clear as daylight to those who love God. They are those to whom God has planned to give a vision of the full wonder and splendor of his secret plan for the sons of man. And this secret is simply this: Christ in you. Yes, Christ in you, bringing with him the hope of all the glorious things to come. Do you know this great secret of Christ in you? Only he can bring eternal hope, glorious things to come.